I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Yep, only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions with statistics. It's Write That Down on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And listeners, if you want to participate, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app. Michael is about to jump on here and make some predictions. And stay tuned here shortly, because we've been doing Write That Down for like 8 years, I want to say, going back to our radio show. We have been tracking statistics for 6 years. We may have witnessed the single worst bad beat in the history of Write That Down.
Can't wait to see this. Very
it's coming
excited.
Up very shortly in the accountability session.
Wow.
But a shout out real quick here first to our friends at Target Field, the Minnesota Twins. Twins baseball, it didn't go well last night in Houston, but they're still in first place. They're probably going to be in first place throughout the year just because the division's not very good. You want to watch a first-place baseball team? You want to watch Royce Lewis, young superstar, homered in his first game back from 12 months off from Major League Baseball with that torn ACL? Twins.com/tickets. Twins.com/tickets.
I see what you did there.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Well, because that's the only place you might be able to watch that.
No, nothing. Nothing. Just.
Oh, that one. I see what you're saying. You know, I wasn't trying to.
Salt in the wound already? Him,
but
I think that's what just happened there.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You can see Royce Lewis play baseball in the month of June at Target Field and hit home runs. Well, let's just get to the accountability session here. It's what everyone's been waiting for.
Okay.
We'll start with Judd. Judd, you had one thing come off the board.
Yep.
You said Tim Connelly would join the Wizards before the start of the next season. Well, the Wizards hired some other guy.
I was hoping for chaos. I was hoping for NBA Timberwolves some chaos. I was willing it to happen, and I fell woefully short.
Would you like to have seen this happen, him go to the Wizards?
Oh, yeah, it would have been great fun.
He's probably here for another year at least.
It would have been great fun. Are you kidding? Yes. I love chaos. You know that.
Do you think he'll be fully committed now to fixing this, whatever this is?
Well, I think he'll be as committed as he possibly can be. Can he fix it? I don't know. I mean, will he trade Cat? I guess that's my question.
Dude, last night I saw more. Now it's out. We started the Blazers Cat stuff like 2 weeks ago on the show.
Yep.
Now what people are doing, I love this. It's like open source, like trade ideas. People are just building on each other's ideas. Now we're including the Celtics, now that they've been bounced from the playoffs. And there's like Jaylen Brown goes here. I'm trying to think of the different combinations where it's like the Blazers wind up with Jaylen Brown and Damian Lillard together. And then the Celtics wind up with Kat and like Taurean Prince or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wolves end up with like Anfernee Simons and then Scoot Henderson, the number three pick, and then a future first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
People are just, man, there's so much to be explored here in the next month. It'd be crazy. All right. A couple things came off the board for old Macadac. you know, this would have been one of the, this is also a really bad beat because I said before I made this prediction final, I said the Twins, despite having like half their lineup out with a bunch of AAA hitters, the Twins would beat the Giants and score at least seven runs. And Judd goes, for that to be a home run, I think you need to bump it up to eight runs. And I was like, all right, whatever. What's the difference between seven and eight runs? Well, they won the game 7-1. So
people on Twitter were coming after both of us. I was accused of bullying.
I was accused of being a coward and not standing my ground.
There was a lot of nastiness going on that day on Twitter. I really enjoyed it, actually.
I did tell you guys, I said, I'm fading Michael Block. Like okay, it's great. He finished 15th in the PGA Championship. But, I mean, he literally gives lessons for $150 a pop at a public course in California. He's not a PGA touring professional.
I believe before Friday's round was over, at one point he was dead last.
He finished dead last, plus 15. Yeah. He also went on a podcast a day earlier and said, someone asked him, like, man, you played with Rory pretty head up there in that round, you know, what was it kind of like? And I can't remember the exact way that they got into it, but Michael Block basically said, they said, you know, how much better is Rory than you? And he said, he's longer than me. And the host goes, what do you mean? He goes, he's longer. He hits the ball longer off the tee than me. Mm-hmm. Every other area of our game, I'm world class. I'm world class putter. I'm a world class iron player. World class.
I'm glad you brought the greens. I'm glad.
If I could hit the ball as far as Rory, I would be in that same mix. And then he shot plus 15 over 2 days at an actual PGA event.
And I got so sick and tired after that of like seeing tweets or hearing what a great guy, what a great story, what a great.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
So tired of this. Absolute garbage. Because that quote,
dude's a fraud. That dude is a fraud. Well,
and the quote that you're talking about speaks volumes to his lack of, for lack of a better term, reality.
He's also, in fairness, like the dude became famous overnight, and now he's being bombarded with opportunities and interviews. He probably has no media training or anything. Still. If anyone with any sort of PR acumen would have said, listen, man, the best thing you can do is still be the aw shucks underdog guy as long as you possibly can. It's going to make you a lot of money.
Because you're going to fade quickly. As Phil Perry.
You guys are being awfully hard on this guy.
Here's where I was out on Michael Block in retrospect. All right. When he made that hole in one and Rory comes over and hugs him. And he's, by the way, like got his arms in the air and he's like celebrating. And Rory comes over and hugs him. And then Rory walks away and Michael Block goes, hey, Rory, did it go in? Dude, you knew it was in.
Oh, I like it.
That's a I didn't even think of that. Now you're just like being a ham.
Oh,
you know, like what the crowd's going crazy. Yeah. Rory hugged you. You already celebrated.
Well,
now,
I think
Rory,
he was still in the shock. Like he couldn't believe it. He was on the PGA Tour and he hit a hole in one. That's the best golf player in the world.
Rory, aside from he's longer than. Then put your tail between your legs and admit that it's a fluke.
That's fine. He knew it was a hole in one, and his "Hey Rory, did it go in?" was disingenuous.
Oh,
it was almost a rib.
It's not.
It was a rib.
My God.
I'm a no, team Mackie.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Because
he needed to be humbled.
He should shut up and say, "I'm lucky to be here. This is the greatest weekend of my life, and I'll never repeat it."
We talk about Minnesota sports fans wanting to be aggressive, and all of a sudden, Michael Block gets a little too hotty, and we're like, "Oh no, you got to put in your place."
He's the team that like wins one game and then is like, yeah, this is great. It's like, just shut up, put your tail between your legs and go home. You're a 1-16 football team.
Just crapping on this guy. I feel bad now.
Yeah.
Now we're bullying.
I don't feel bad at all,
but I'm totally with Phil on this.
So I did fade Michael Block. I said he'd miss the cut, and that was correct. All right, listeners, Julian said, Julian is the guy that found our show through the movie reviews, which you can now find movie reviews with Mackie and Judd on Apple, Spotify. Give it a 5-star rating if you could. That'd be great. He said Judd would give a personal anecdote in his review of The Notebook, like about his own romantic life or history. I don't think Judd did.
Yeah,
I forgot to push him on it. I just totally forgot. Usually I would try to help.
That was a very long write that down prediction, and now I know why.
I mean, unless
we're kind of trying to quantify.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Unless someone can bring up like an example that maybe like just went over our heads, but even then,
no.
I think we would have been pretty like Phil and I would have been able to pick it up pretty quick that would have happened.
I mean, I think I was down enough on the actual film itself that I didn't really feel a connection at all.
Clearly, you gave the two main characters a 5 on chemistry.
There were some people on Twitter that backed me up too. Some women.
And
as
now
well.
We get to, without any further delay, perhaps the greatest bad beat in the history of Write That Down. Declan a few weeks ago said Royce Lewis will be called up by the Twins at some point in the month of June.
No.
And in his first game, he'll hit a home run.
Oh, boy.
That home run happened in May.
Yeah,
I believe it was May 29th that home run happened.
So you didn't account for when the actual 60-day stint ended.
No, I mean, everyone mostly had it that it was going to be June.
No,
and then,
you're right.
I believe
everyone jumps off a bridge. Yeah.
Then I think a certain Twins beat writer then said, called everyone lazy for not counting correctly, and actually it could happen in May. And then once he did that in May, I realized my mistake for just being so lazy for not counting.
Yeah,
that
certain beat writer was right.
And then I got burned on what should have been a great home run prediction on the statistic board. But, man,
these are the breaks, man.
And you didn't even need to use the month. That's the other thing. If you had said.
I looked back, and I was like, wait, did I say June? I looked at it on the porch just after coming home from the cabin. Well, and I was like,
You know what's funny? This was a double dose for you. I want to say this. You thought we were hard on Michael Block. Declan, you deserved this L. And I'll tell you why. Because the first iteration of this prediction, you tried to sneak across Royce Lewis will be called up by the Twins at some point in the month of June as a passable prediction, knowing that, like, the Twins lineup is terrible.
That's right.
Of course Royce Lewis is going to get. So Judd and I pushed back at you and said, dude, that's, like, it's not even a bunt. Of course he's going to be up at some point before the end of June.
Yeah, that's right.
But if the prediction had stand, if you had stood your ground and said Royce Lewis will be called up by the Twins at some point in the month of June, it would have still been wrong as a technicality.
If we had known, we would have left it and let you be wrong.
These are the Write That Down karma gods coming to get anyone that tries to lay down bunts.
Not wrong.
Right here. This is a life lesson right here for you and Michael Block for getting too haughty.
Mm. I'll take my. They have more justify with me. Mm. That's fine. But the Michael Block stuff was just absurd.
Michael Block would make the cut at the Charles Schwab Challenge.
I bought the fairy tale.
Yep.
Jed, any other final words on what may have been the worst bad beat in the history of Write That Down here? Any words of wisdom from the sports dad?
Well, I mean, no. But what really should pain Dex is there was no. Reason if he had rethought it quickly, he could have taken the month out entirely. Because if he had predicted Royce Lewis will be called up by the Twins and in his first game hit a home run,
yes,
that itself is a home run.
Oh my gosh, it's a great, yeah, and it's one of the great.
So, like, if you had line deleted at some point in the month of June, you would have actually had a home run without the like you are right now going through pain. It was unnecessary. Well, Sports Hunt.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I'll be better for it.
Yeah. Will you?
You did have a pretty good way to finish the week. We'll start with one more wrong one. You said the first WWE World Heavyweight title, which they brought back here, will be someone who has never held a WWE Championship Universal title. Seth Rollins has held before. But you did say the Twins would beat the Giants on Wednesday and they wouldn't blow a lead in the seventh inning or later. And they accomplished said feat. And you said Seth Rollins would win the World Heavyweight Championship at Night of Champions. So not a bad way to finish
That's
the
nice.
Week there. Would have been, man, but if you could
Huge
flip
week.
That first one to a home run, it would have been one of the biggest weeks.
Huge
of the
week.
So with that, Judd has still a monstrous lead in the batting average department, over 100 points on the next closest competitor, 385 to Declan's 283, listeners at 250. Old Macadac nearing the Mendoza line for the first time, 178.
Good job, Max
Judd
Kepler.
Five home runs for Judd. I have three. Declan and the listeners each have two. Whew. Career stats. Declan still leads by a Grand Canyon career average of 376. Judd with 278 career hits, approaching 300 sometime maybe this summer, and listeners lead with 44 home runs. So there you go. There's your accountability session. Let's get guest listener predictor Michael in the mix here, patiently waiting for us to hash all of this stuff out. Michael, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Mackie, Judd, Declan, thanks for having me on.
Where's your bride?
She's upstairs.
She's the best part of your appearances. No offense.
Oh, she totally is. I needed my own time in the spotlight. So.
Okay, I see how it goes.
Plus, she's definitely afraid I'm going to say something embarrassing here. So,
well, we'll give you a few chances. We'll give you some chances. First of all, tell us about what is your Minnesota sports fan history. And you also told us off mic that you're not necessarily a fan of all Minnesota sports teams.
That is correct, Mackie. So I grew up in northern Iowa, the desolate wasteland of professional sports. And my father is gratefully from the state of Wisconsin. So I was born and raised a Packer fan, still am to this day. But my Minnesota sports fandom is in pretty much everything else. Grew up a Twins fan. Don't really remember the 87 World Series win. I was a little too young for that. But remember the 91 World Series. Was a big fan of Kirby Puckett. I thought Scott Erickson was going to be the next Cy Young. Clearly, I was, young. big Timberwolves fan. Enjoyed the Garnett era, of course. Really hoping your prediction with the number 3 pick in Portland comes true. We could really use some more reckless speculation on that.
I think tomorrow we might do a little bit more. There's been some more. People are workshopping some great trade ideas right now around the NBA is going to be, and the Bob Myers just stepped down from Golden State too. Yep. So like, is Golden State about to blow? Like,
it's always
no
lit,
one knows
man.
What's going to happen.
It's yet. Always lit.
It's going to be a fun month, but my true Minnesota sports fandom comes from the Wild. So I didn't know a ton about hockey until we moved up here to the Twin Cities area about 11 years ago. We decided to embrace hockey, get to know it. Now we're season ticket holders. We absolutely love going to the X. We're just diehard Wild fans, both me and the wife. So
awesome, man. Well, Michael, we're going to start with you, and we'll make three trips around the room. Michael, Judd, Declan, and then I'll round it out.
Write this down.
So you're in the batter's box, sir. Go ahead. What's your first prediction?
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the Twins prediction purely because I think this one will get taken by one of you guys if I don't get it off the board first. So write this down. Royce Lewis, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, will finish with a better batting average and more home runs than Carlos Correa this season.
Whoa.
And since I do recklessly speculate and live the lifestyle, embrace the lifestyle, he will finish the season as a Minnesota Twin.
Okay, Royce Lewis will. Okay.
Royce Lewis.
Sorry, Declan. Yes.
Maybe they'll have both Royce. And people have brought up, by the way, if the Shohei Ohtani thing does somehow happen, he's a DH, obviously, on the offensive side. What do you do with Byron Buxton? I don't know. Figure it out. Put him at first base or something. And I don't know.
You're assuming he's going to be healthy enough to be playing at the trade deadline. So
I like how you're
thinking
you
might
now.
Need it. Yeah, you might need a DH at some point. So, all right, Michael's out of the gate hot here. Over to Judd.
Write this down.
That Byron Buxton mentioned dovetails perfectly into my write that down. Byron Buxton will be placed on the injured list before the end of June and won't play until after the All-Star break.
Okay.
So he's going to be placed on the IL before the end of the coming month, and then he will not play until after the All-Star break because it's already starting to break down and he's a DH.
Awfully negative.
Write this down.
Have you seen the batting average? Production of
about his batting average.
Have you seen the production?
Why is everyone talking about batting average? I want on base and slugging.
Yeah, is he playing and hitting home runs? That's
are
really
you getting
that
of late? And hit bombs.
I was just watching Moneyball last night.
Are you getting that of late?
Dude, Moneyball's a great. Yeah. Let's go back 20 years. Moneyball principles.
Are you getting that?
The ability to get on base and the ability to hit for power are the two most important.
And are you getting that of late?
Because he gets on base.
Not of late, but on the season, he's on pace to hit like 30 home runs.
He's actually on pace to also have a career high in walks, which is something he's never done really before either.
Mm-hmm. Batting average.
And the knee is giving out. And the knee is giving out.
Okay, Boomer.
Judd at Twins Daily.
You talking about
Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa, 211 as of this morning. I do care about Carlos Correa's stats.
Well, but his stats are atrocious across the board compared to Bucks. Yep. Like Buxton... There's got to be like a 100 OPS difference between those two guys.
The problem with Buck is that his play has precipitously dropped off since he since he aggravated the knee, I think, against the Dodgers. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's but this is the thing. Like, he's going to go through stretches, as he has for 10 years.
Yep.
Where he's going to have his knee's going to be sore for 3 weeks, and then they're going to have to rest him a little bit. And the question is, like you said, is he going to have to go on the IL for 3 weeks? And at this point, I would say, you know what? He's earned it. He's played for largely for 2 months.
That's such a sad
statement, though. He's earned 2 weeks on the IL to get that knee ready, and then he can come back. By the way, his OPS is 90 points higher than Carlos Correa's.
Oh, yeah. So. No, I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying, though, that he has dropped off significantly because that knee is bad again, and they are going to have to IL him.
Go rest up for a little bit.
Yeah.
You've
write this down.
You've earned a nap.
Such a sad statement, though. So sad.
All right, Declan.
All right, my first statement here. The Twins will acquire an established Major League reliever in the month of June. An established major league reliever, meaning he has at least 100 games in his MLB career.
Okay.
And I will probably get burned with 98 career games in the MLB career.
I hope it happens today, actually. It'd be hilarious on the last day of May.
Well, I guess
we'll
I
get the trigger.
After the guy had a bad beat like that?
I said in the month of June. So it could still both those things.
Oh, look at that. Breaking news. Ken Rosenthal reporting with Dan Hayes that the Twins have acquired.
Mackey absolutely piling on after the guy had one of his worst bad beats of his entire career, which is his own fault.
It's sitting right. You just made the same mistake. It's sitting right there. It's probably not going to happen today.
I love when you go salty during
If it could happen
and
today.
Now you two will start fighting.
It could happen today, and they could still acquire another reliever in June.
And me and Mike are just going to stay right out of
That's
this.
True. They could acquire two releasers.
Me and Michael are like, you two. Mom and Dad are fighting again, Michael.
Good Lord.
Okay, Michael write this down. I'll give you a Twins prediction. Oh, I'll give you a Twins prediction, too, okay? So, you know, the walls are closing in a little. You know, are they one game over 500? The Tigers, if the Tigers can somehow just get rid of Miguel Cabrera, they'd probably take off and win the division. But here's what's going to happen. The Twins will be in first place at the end of every day until at least the month of June ends. So they will be in first place at the end of every day through the next month, through the end of June.
Okay.
Write it down. Could be tied for first place, but they will not be below first place to end any day at any point between now and the month of June. Write it down. They're two games up right now on the Tigers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, back to Michael.
All right, well, got to get a Wild prediction in, of course. So go ahead and write this down. The Wild will open the 2023-2024 season with two new alternate captains. And those captains are Joel Eriksson Ek and the controversial choice, Kirill Kaprizov.
Oh,
I agree with that totally. I think you're exactly right. When a player is that good, and he's liked, I think you're exactly right. He gets a letter.
And
I love it.
I think it gets him buying into the team more. He's only got 3 years left on the contract. And, you know, he's wearing that A. He's got a little bit of leadership. It makes those negotiations a little bit easier for him to accept that dump truck of money that he's going to get with that contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Put the A on there.
Write this down.
Let's make it mean something. All right, Judd.
All right. I will also offer up a Wild prediction. Matt Dumba, and this is not a write that down, it's just an assumption. Matt Dumba, who will leave the Wild as a free agent this July, will pen a thank you article to the team in the state in the Players Tribune.
It's a great.
He's going to write a play. He's going to write a glowing. Minnesota has meant the world. I've matured so much. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, things must change, but I love the team. I love the state. Matt Dumba, and it will appear in the Players Tribune or on the website.
Judd, I got a question. I thought we weren't supposed to bunt on these.
It's not a bunt, Michael. That's an actual no. Because
hit his ass, Michael.
Because I'm giving you an exact place. What if he takes a full page ad out in the Star Tribune? I'm screwed.
But he could do that and the other, you know. So.
He could. But I think he will do what Eric Kendricks did and offer up a thank you. But you know what? That's great. You come on the show. We put you and your lovely wife, who I requested be on this show as well, on Judd's Hockey Show. And now I'm getting flack after Mackie has stirred up all the crap possible during this segment.
Amazing. Did I see right that the Twins did a tribute video for Taylor Rogers earlier this year?
Yeah, didn't Judd tell us that?
No, I thought Phil sent me a note that night.
I didn't go to that Giants game. The beat writers were tweeting about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, because I don't think
Taylor, really?
Because he didn't play here last year.
I know we've talked about the tribute video line being drawn somewhere. I think it's drawn above Taylor Rogers. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. The Wild, if a stick boy comes back with a different team.
Stick boy.
He gets a thank you. Now, they have cut back to, if you didn't play a key role, you're shown on the scoreboard and you're thanked.
It's not a moving picture. Just a static image.
Yes.
Okay. How about this one? Could we see on Friday, July 7th at Target Field, when the Baltimore Orioles come to town for the first time this year? How about a Yennier Cano tribute video? Can we make that
how
happen?
How about for one of the screwed up? Can we undo the trade? Can we undo that awful trade?
We could show one of the 11 walks and 13 innings he issued as a Twins middle reliever. I think he deserves something. All right, back over to Declan here, I believe, right?
Yeah. Second prediction from me. I'll make another Twins one here. Carlos Correa will raise his batting average to 250 or above at some point in June.
Going back to the
He's going to get hot. He's going to get hot.
That's okay.
I think he's at 211 right now. I think he's hovering around 210 or so. So he's going to get hot.
He's at 211 right now. Okay. So that's sometime in the month of June, he'll be hitting 2. Yeah. You have to get pretty lightning hot for that to happen. All right.
Yep.
Definitely.
That's
not
great
again.
To hear, Dex. Didn't know that you were one of them.
What do you mean?
I mean, your confidence in Correa, I could see you penning a piece for, I don't know, Twins Daily or something as well.
Jeez,
where is this coming from? Man, we're someone's at each other's throats. We started this episode.
Twins Daily. I can see it.
Just taking a dump on Michael Block.
I deserved it. And I'm just saying.
This is like Twins Daily drive-by by Judge.
Perhaps you are on
rolls
Twitter.
The window
perhaps
down.
Declan has a burner account that is posing as a Twins. You know, Zolgan, Mackie, typical negativity.
Well, but like it is likely that he will regress positively toward his career norm, which would be in line with what Declan is saying.
And if you're
mocking the notion of regression.
I'm not mocking. I'm mocking Declan just for the sake of his positivity.
Feisty, write that down today.
It is.
All right, as long as he's going to keep putting himself out there, and I need to get back to the 200 batting average line, I'm going to keep fading him. Michael Block, write this down.
Wow!
Declan's
like sort of pissed about this. I love it.
Will either miss the cut or withdraw from his next PGA Tour event, which I think is the RBC Heritage. Because he got all these multiple exemptions after finishing 15th. So he will either withdraw or miss the cut in his next PGA Tour event. Write it down. Michael Block. Let's get it.
Write this down.
All right. I won't be bullying Michael Block anymore in this episode. I promise you. All right. So back to the other Michael for your third and final prediction.
Well, seeing as I can only talk about college football for Write That Down, I'm going to talk about a little college football. So Write That Down. Minnesota Golden Gophers and PJ Fleck are 0-6 against the Iowa Hawkeyes since PJ Fleck took over as coach. Mm-hmm. They go down to Iowa City to play the Hawkeyes on the 21st of October. And that boat is going to sink, and they're going to come home 0-7 against the Hawkeyes.
Oh, I was all ready to hit the rouser.
I did that just for you, Mackie. Plus, I'm an alum from the University of
Iowa. I was going to say, he's a Hawkeye fan. We knew he was a Hawkeye fan. That's
Who
not a surprise.
Who hates Iowa? We hate DJ Iowa. It is pretty sad how many times. I mean, it's not like these Iowa teams have all been juggernauts. You know, there's been a couple really good Iowa teams.
Kirk Ferentz. I mean, that offense last year was god-awful, and they couldn't beat them here.
You just got to score 12 points, and you can beat Iowa in one of these games.
And it was all scored by the defense. That's the funny thing.
Defense was great.
We'll be better this year, I think. I hope. Fingers crossed.
Well, Michael, great work on your predictions here. Since you've got this life-changing platform here on Score North, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment?
Well, I got to thank a couple of people. Well, first, thank you guys. I have been a Score North fan ever since it came into existence. Was a fan of the old ESPN 1500 show, so I've been a long time listener. Thanks for having me on. Nice. Got to thank my beautiful wife Melissa. So she is a diehard Vikings fan. She married a diehard Packers fan. To this day, I still don't know why she did it, and now we're wild fans together. So, you know, there is that. And then I got to thank my dad, of course, for raising me as a Green Bay Packer fan and for telling me one of the funniest Glenn Taylor stories I've quite possibly ever heard, which I'll briefly share. My dad sold shoes for a living for 40 plus years. He used to work down in Mankato every once in a while. And Glenn Taylor, you know, Mr. Billionaire, walked into the Mankato Mall, of all places, to buy his shoes. Worked with my dad, and this was in the Kevin Garnett era when Garnett, Gugliotta, and Marbury were all on the team, and they couldn't keep all three. My dad specifically asked Glenn Taylor, well, who are you going to keep? And he's like, well, if it comes down to it, I think we got to keep Marbury and Garnett, and we can't keep Gugliotta. Mind you, they were all still on the team, and Glenn Taylor's telling this to just some random guy.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's Glenn.
That is 100% Glenn. Yep.
You know, 25 plus years later, I still remember that story when my dad came home to tell me, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. The owner of the Timberwolves told you he's going to trade one of his guys to
and
just some random guy in a mall.
That's a scoop right there. Your dad had a scoop.
You could have tweeted that if Twitter existed back in the mid to
town crier.
Yeah.
They're not keeping Googs.
Well, Michael, thank you for coming on, dude. Awesome stuff. And we'll see you again sometime, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you all.
All right, there he is. Guest, listener, predictor, Michael. Here on Write That Down. You know, speaking of Michael Block and shooting 15 over par, you could go do your best Michael Block impression at Meadows at Mystic if you want to.
Actually,
the ball over the yard.
God, 15 over par. What is the Meadows? Leave a 7. I wouldn't come close to hitting a 15 over par at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. But you know what? It's okay. Guys like me, guys like how Mackie thinks Michael Block play, they can all play at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. It's a welcoming course. It's one of the best courses around. You can go to golfthemeadows.com to book that tee time. I'm seeing tee times open for this weekend even. It's going to be a hot one, 90 degrees. I prefer to golf in the sun. I'm going to be out there this weekend as well. Go to golfthemeadows.com to book that tee time.
All right. Home stretch time here, boys.
Write this down.
Judd's third and final prediction.
All right, I think the Twins are going to rebound a bit in the home series. They're going to play four games against Cleveland starting Thursday. So write this down. The Twins will take three of four from the Guardians.
The Cardos.
Yeah. All right. I think they have a chance to, if they can make some noise against the Gardos here. The Gardos are not very good.
Right, no.
Could you just sort of bury them? Would they even start to trade some pieces off potentially? Like, that's put this division away in June.
Great question about a few teams in this division.
Just don't even let them,
because you're not going to get a wild card though. Like, would you, if you were within sniffing distance of first place, but you know you're not good and there's no wild card to be had, wouldn't you sell?
Absolutely.
Isn't there like
their
payroll like 38 million or something? Yeah. Something like criminally low. Maybe not that
Terry
low,
Francona but, is a Hall of Fame manager for a reason.
Yeah. It's absurdly low.
It is. Yeah. They have, it's up to 90, it looks like.
Wow.
But it's been So the A's payroll is $59 million.
They are a joke.
I thought I saw that too. I thought I saw.
There's
like some dead money in here somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
So, Josh Bell makes $16.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jose Ramirez and Shane Bieber make over 10. Otherwise, okay. It's kind of a disaster. So anyhow, all right, back to Dex for your third and final prediction.
All right, let's go here. I saw Tony Finau announce he's coming back to the 3M Open to defend his title coming up here on July 24th through the 30th. Write this down. Michael Block will play in the 3M Open. I have to now. I have to.
Will he make
Michael
the cut?
Block
will, he make
will
the
come
cut?
To the state of Minnesota. And he'll play in the 3M Open.
Will he make the cut? And can I go?
Get the flag, Michael. Get the flag.
Can I go and
don't
ride
dunk that ball in 18.
And heckle him?
Can it's I one go? Of the toughest goals.
You're not
you
that
go.
Good. You're not that good.
You loved how I set that up, too. You thought I was going to name some other great golfer.
I thought you were going to make another Ricky Fowler prediction.
No. I'm gonna go.
Fowler will finish top 8.
Mackie and I are going to go out there and heckle him.
This is the second straight show where we have just have Michael Block in the SEO of right. We're going to get Michael Block recommendations now for people that are searching him into YouTube and just finding this bizarre.
He's going to find it and be like, God, these guys hate my gut.
He's going to hit a drive into Declan's window in his
there's room out
abode.
There.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he can't hit it very far. Not as far as Rory, anyways. All right. Final prediction.
Write this down.
Let's go with... I'm going to make another Twins prediction. So, Alex Kirilloff currently has a 924 OPS, which I believe leads all Twins hitters who've had at least, you know, like 80 plate appearances, which is where he is. So, write this down. Alex Kirilloff will finish the season as the highest OPS on the Twins roster among hitters who've had at least 100 plate appearances. So, like Matt Wallner right now actually has a 1,000 OPS, but he's only had 25 plate appearances. So, among hitters with at least 100 plate appearances,
yeah,
Alex Kirilloff will lead the Twins in OPS.
But he was sent down so Max Kepler could come back.
He's
and do nothing.
Yeah. Growing
he
and
raked last night, yeah. Too, Matt Wallner.
One short of the cycle, right?
Yeah, had a single short. He had the double, triple, and a home run.
But, I mean, what's he doing down there?
Well, Max Kepler, I guess they got to showcase him more. Like,
you know what? That ship has sailed. You're either going to trade him or you
DFA him.
But, I mean,
yeah, they should probably
get Wallner back up here. He was really hitting well.
All right, feisty show here, boys. Oof. Real feisty show, oof, including one of the great bad beats in the history of Write That Down. Apologies to Michael Block. We didn't mean to bully you, but, you know, the show just kind of spun out of control.
Don't speak for me. Got over his skis. Should have thanked the world for being there and instead acted like he belonged. I'm not sorry for bullying you, Michael Block. Next
Our
time
plan
be
is
thankful.
To end the show whenever here. You whenever you're done ripping my
next time be thankful. Remember, in life be thankful. I'm thankful to be here.